Greetings, you are listening to Change Radio News. Today is Friday, the 6th of February, 2026, and the news is read by Olive Ruzizo. And here are the headlines. President Nelson Chamisa's return rattles ZANU-PF. Blessed Geza dies. And analysts slam Mnangagwa's Dubai interview. And now for the news in detail. President Nelson Chamisa's return has sent tremors through Zimbabwe's political landscape, unsettling the ruling ZANU-PF party. The party has responded with court applications and intensified criticism in state-aligned media. Analysts say ZANU-PF's sharp reaction points to unease over President Chamisa's popularity. They described the attacks as damage control rather than confidence. President Chamisa's Agenda 2026, which focuses on governance and reforms, has resonated with citizens amid ongoing political and economic challenges. He has avoided aggressive rhetoric, presenting himself as a statesman for national renewal. With elections approaching, Chamisa's comeback is expected to reshape debate around legitimacy, reform, and Zimbabwe's future. Let us hear more from Honorable Amos Chibaya.
We have governance crisis in Zimbabwe, born out of 2018-2023 disputed elections. Observer missions reports from Qatar Center, EU, AU, Commonwealth, including SADC itself, clearly states that the elections were not free, fair, and credible. This is why ZANU-PF is in a panic mode. Following President Nelson Chamisa's announced return to the political dance floor, this is why ZANU-PF and all its puppets have all of a sudden been activated. ZANU-PF and Mnangagwa know that they are not loved by the people anymore. They are afraid of President Advocate Nelson Chamisa's popularity among the citizens. This is why there is so much noise. Chamisa this, Chamisa that. They just can't stand a genuine and credible alternative as led by the citizens' president, Advocate Nelson Chamisa. This is not the first time that ZANU-PF is abusing the courts to try and stop the people's choice, Advocate Nelson Chamisa. We saw it in the past when they stole MDC Alliance. We saw it in the past when they stole CCC via the courts. But I want to state this clearly, that this time around, it won't work. The barking of dogs will not stop the elephants from going about its business. The citizens are solidly behind Advocate Nelson Chamisa. A new great Zimbabwe is loading. God is in it. Aluta continue.
Meanwhile, President Nelson Chamisa has used a metaphor of dust to explain the significance of his political comeback. In a social media post, Chamisa said dust is evidence of movement and traction, noting that progress cannot happen without motion. He said one does not kick up dust while standing still, adding that rising dust shows forward movement and direction. Chamisa urged supporters not to fear criticism or resistance, saying dust responds to genuine action and cannot withstand strong winds of change. Outspoken Zimbabwean war veteran Blessed Geza has died in South Africa after a battle with cancer, his family confirms. Geza fled Zimbabwe last year after police sought him on treason charges following his public corruption allegations against Emmerson Mnangagwa's government. His calls for nationwide strikes were later muted by a security crackdown. Political analyst Tendai Ruben Bofana has described Emmerson Mnangagwa's recent interview in Dubai as a diplomatic embarrassment, not the masterclass his supporters claim. During the World Government Summit, Mr. Mnangagwa was asked by American journalist Tucker Carlson for his views on Venezuela. In response, Mr. Mnangagwa stated that Venezuela was very far away from Zimbabwe, a reply that the critic says exposed a lack of global awareness and preparation. The analysis argues that true statesmanship would have required a principled, coherent response to international issues rather than evasion. Mnangagwa's supporters, however, have praised the response as a strategic move to avoid geopolitical entanglement. Some police officers have strongly criticized the proposed police amendment bill during a public hearing in Chinoy. They label the bill a monster, arguing it concentrates excessive power in the office of the Police Commissioner General. Officers expressed concern that the bill allows the Commissioner General to make standing orders and delegate key functions with insufficient checks and balances. They also raised welfare issues, citing a clause they say violates rights by allowing the discharge of officers who are sick for 6 months. The officers argued that the bill is not aligned with the Constitution and undermines democratic policing. In economic news, beverage giant Delta Corporation says its earnings are under pressure after paying over $21 million in sugar tax in the last quarter. The company, which recently saw a record surge of over $525 million on the stock exchange, warns that ongoing high taxes threaten its revenue growth, which is projected to exceed $1 billion. Delta says it is contesting what it calls ambiguous tax assessments dating back to 2019 and continues to engage with the revenue authority. The company stresses that unresolved tax burdens could impact its operations despite reporting strong growth across its lager, beer and sparkling beverage segments. And in news from local communities, motorists on the Bulawayo Mapisa Road are raising concern over worsening conditions with travel times stretching to 3 hours due to potholes and damaged bridges. The authorities are being urged to complete rehabilitation works ahead of the 2026 independence celebrations. Chief Menyezwa of Lupane has appealed to the local government ministry over a road damaged by heavy rains, saying more than 1,000 households have been affected for years. Chipinge District is facing a growing human wildlife crisis. A 60-year-old woman is fighting for her life at St. Peter's Mission Hospital after being brutally attacked by a buffalo while tending to her garden in Mambarengwa village. Councillor Jack Simbini confirms the incident and says as many as 8 buffaloes are still roaming free across the ward, keeping villagers in fear. He has described the situation as alarming and called for urgent intervention from authorities. In entertainment news, Kwekwe-based music group Team Awesome has announced a cross-border collaboration with an American artist. The group, featuring Zimbabwean members T Baba, Roman Masora, and August, has teamed up with United States-based artist Shane Palco to release 2 new tracks. The songs, titled Wildfire Mood and Handinyepi, explore themes of humanity and relationships. The group says the project marks a significant milestone, highlighting the growing global reach of Zimbabwean music and using storytelling to showcase local talent on an international stage. In international news, Ghana and Zambia have signed a landmark agreement to allow visa-free travel for their citizens. The deal, announced during Ghanaian President John Mahama's official visit to Lusaka, removes entry permits and administrative barriers for travel between the two nations. Officials say the move will boost business, tourism, and cultural exchange, marking a significant step toward greater regional integration in Africa. And finally, in sports news, Reading Football Club has revealed that Warriors midfielder Andy Rinomota could be set to return this weekend. The player has been unavailable since December last year, first withdrawing from Zimbabwe's AFCON squad for personal reasons and then missing subsequent club fixtures. Coach Noel Hunt says Rinomota is scheduled to play 45 minutes for the under-21 team on Saturday as part of a carefully managed comeback. To end the news bulletin, here are the headlines once again. President Nelson Chamisa's return rattles ZANU-PF. Blessed Geza dies, and analysts slam Mnangagwa's Dubai interview. This concludes our bulletin for today. Thank you for listening. From myself, Olive, and the entire team at Change Radio, have a blessed weekend.